This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Dan Kraft, Special Projects Reporter for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Welcome back.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Very interesting story in this Sunday's edition of the papers. And you were the one behind
this. I put this one together, yeah. This story almost starts and ends with one guy. He's the reason we started looking at it, and his name is David Hodge, and if you, any of your listeners happen to be in California in the mid-70s up near San Francisco, they might remember him as part of a duo that was a pair of serial rapists. This guy's got over 30 convictions on sex-related crimes, but he'd managed to get out of jail and was on parole actually for a later drug charge when he rented a duplex over in West Fayetteville.
But that's not all the story.
No. Basically, when a convicted sex offender like Mr. Hodge moves into an area, the police...
Because I'm assuming when you tell us his rap sheet, he's the highest level.
He is. And there's 1 through 4, and he's considered level 4, what they call a violent sexual predator. The police have to send out flyers to nearby residents when someone like this moves in because they all must register with local police.
Right.
Well, everybody, including the neighbors, the owner of the duplex, and one of our readers, all took one look and said, wow, this guy's bad news. They got on the online maps that the local sheriff's office and the Arkansas Crime Information Center offer and realized that in this row of 16 duplexes, he was a really bad guy living there, along with another level 4 sex offender and 2 level 3 offenders. All in one maybe 100-yard long dead-end street with duplexes on each side. And as we kept looking at the maps, we realized that's not the only place in northwest Arkansas where you've got clusters of high-level convicted sex offenders. There's also an area in East Rogers where there's 4 of them within just a block or two of each other. Quite a few places where you see 1 or 2. And these are the higher-level offenders. If you go ahead and map the level 1 and 2 offenders, which are people convicted of lesser sex crimes, less likely to reoffend, less dangerous, there's even more. There aren't any restrictions on where those people can live, but they end up sometimes in the same areas as well.
But why the clusters?
Lots of factors. The biggest being that as a convicted sex offender, if you're level 3 or level 4, you're not allowed to live within 2,000 feet of a school, a daycare, or a park. In northwest Arkansas, that rules out a lot of areas.
How close?
2,000 feet to any of those three things.
And how far is that?
You're talking about half a mile, roughly, in any direction from where they'd like to live.
But does it matter if kids live in that apartment complex or on that street?
Nope. Even though if they've been convicted of crimes against children, they cannot prevent them from living there as long as it's within those zones. However, we're talking about guys that are on parole, recently out of prison. Their job prospects are limited. Their money is often limited. Transportation's an issue. You could easily go out in very rural areas and find a place, if you can find a rental out there, that's well outside those zones. But then you've got to figure out how you're getting into town, what you're going to do for work. They generally look to live in town, but their options are limited, and so a lot of them end up in the same place.
3 and 4 are the highest offenders. 1 and 2, what are the restrictions on them?
They don't have any living restrictions.
But do they still notify you? Are you still notified when they move into your area?
No.
For that, you have to be proactive and look at the map.
Right.
And there is a resource where you can go online and find?
There's links in the paper to both the sheriff's office websites for Benton and Washington County. Each of them have an interactive map where you can see where they're at and pull up the info on these folks. There's also the Arkansas Crime Information Center, which has a statewide map.
And that'll be in Sunday's paper.
It will.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
Appreciate it.
Dan Kraft is a special projects reporter with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.